Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at how people, sinners, were saved before Christ came. That they're saved by believing in the promised Messiah, that they believe in Christ. Now, before Christ came, how did believers show their faith? Before Christ came, how did believers show their faith? And this is the answer to that question is by offering the sacrifices God required, by offering the sacrifices that God required. That you wanted to know who a believer was and what their faith was. The faith is the root. Their fruit was that they offered the sacrifices God required. And what did these sacrifices represent? In the Old Testament, all points forward to Christ coming. And that's the important thing we need to remember, is the Old Testament all points forward to Christ. And the way that the sacrifices point forward to Christ is that Christ, the Lamb of God, would come and die for sinners. The Christ, the Lamb of God, would come and die for sinners. So they believed in the promised Messiah. The promised Messiah was to come, the snake crusher who was to come. But they showed their faith by making these sacrifices, and these sacrifices represented Christ as the Lamb of God. And that's exactly what John the Baptist said when Jesus comes down to be baptized by John the Baptizer, John the Baptist. He says, "This is the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world." And that's exactly what Christ is. Christ came as the Lamb of God to die in our place. And that's exactly what Old Testament believers believed. They believed in the promised Messiah, and they showed their faith by making these sacrifices, and these sacrifices represented or a shadow of Christ to come. That Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. So how are people saved in the Old Testament? Through Jesus, through the promised Messiah, through these sacrifices which represent Jesus, who comes to take the sins of the world, who died for sinners. Jesus is the Lamb of God. And this is one way that it points, the Old Testament points forward to Christ to come in the new.